It's the Daish Plaza, the chess drum. We're in Istanbul, Turkey. We are finishing the 10th round. Tomorrow's the rest day. And then the 11th round is the day after that. And it's a very, I guess, close race for the medals. I believe there are some games that are still being played on the top boards. Right now I have Kabadu Belachu, who is the team captain, FIDE delegate for Ethiopia. And we're going to ask him a few questions about chess development in Ethiopia and just some of the projects they currently have going on. So what has this Olympiad been like for Ethiopia?
Well, it's another chance for my players to come and participate, to get some experience. Most of them are new. Out of 10, we have 6 new players, 3 in the women and 3 in the men section. And mainly that this Olympiad every 2 years is the main event that you can players can participate in an international tournament where they can get some experience. So far the Olympiad is going very well. Of all the Olympiads I have participated, this one seems to be well organized, relatively, and no issues. As you know, most of the time African players, besides the costs of travel and other expenses, we also we're having issues with getting visa for the various countries. This year it went very well. There was a very smooth communication with the Turkish Chess Federation as well as FIDE, and we didn't get any logistical issues. So I was glad that my players were here on time, in complete. So we have participated, and also this, the Olympiad provides us an opportunity to discuss development of chess in Ethiopia with the FIDE officials as well as other sponsoring companies, organizations, and besides managing my team, that is also the second responsibility I assume. So far I have been attending all the commission meetings as well as talking and making some arrangements for support material as well as technical. The third and final thing is we also use the Olympiad as an opportunity to train our trainers, arbiters, and organizers. And in that regard, we had 2 players and 2 captains trained as arbiters and organizers. So that's also another achievement.
So in terms of, I know I saw you at the General Assembly this morning. Was there anything tangible that came out of that to assist Ethiopia in its mission in chess?
Yes, not quite at the General Assembly, but there were 2 big efforts that we discussed. One is with the FIDE Development Commission, which promotes chess in the school. And this year we were able to sign a contract with FIDE, where they will be providing us initial support with materials. And we, the Federation, will be conducting some activities in the school. That was one. And second was the Kasparov Chess Foundation that Gary Kasparov launched. We had a special meeting, I believe 2 days ago, where they explained what their intention is. Kasparov Chess Foundation has been going on in the U.S., I believe, for more than 10 years and some other countries in Europe. This time they want to get into Africa, and Africa is where the most need right now is. And we really appreciate the effort, and we look forward to work with the Kasparov Foundation, and we have discussed it in detail, and we are excited about it.
Now, you're still based in the United States. How difficult is it for you to manage all of the affairs that you manage for Ethiopia, being that far away?
Yes, well, that has been my biggest challenge. It is 20,000 miles or some thousand miles away, and luckily enough, technology these days helps us a lot. Phone calls are cheap, and some of my team members and federation officials use emails. That is one way. The second is I do have a family, brothers who are also interested in chess, so they do help me out in participating in things like when I need to organize and sponsor tournaments, national tournaments. They are there to give me a hand. Just to give you an example, when in 2010, I believe, when Karpov, Anatoly Karpov, was running for office. He wanted to visit Ethiopia, and he contacted me, but I was able to get him in touch with the players and federation officials down there. And although I missed it, but it was a big opportunity for him to visit Ethiopia, play Simon Tennis Games, and do some lectures, as well as meet some officials to promote chess. And same thing when Nigel Short, the British GM, went down there. And again, I was not fortunate enough to meet them. But so it's a challenge, but I'm willing to face it and continue supporting the defensive development.
So what accomplishments can you say that, from a playing standpoint, that the teams have made? Were there any upsets or were there any good results for either team?
Yes and no. In the previous tournaments, we were able to upset some GMs with my top players, who are not even FIDE Masters, but they're very strong players. And in 2010, my first board player, Dessaling, was able to draw a GM Baburin and another IM. So that was some achievement at that time. This year, the achievement is on the women's, and I'm so glad and I'm so happy about it, because it's only second Olympiad they're participating, and since 2010 I insisted that it doesn't matter how beginners they are, but we have to participate with the women's, and that was a challenge. And, you know, culture and budget is an issue, and I had to overcome all that and insist that the women players participate. And on the second Olympiad, two of them, we are expecting for them to be able to obtain FIDE Masters title, because they have performed very well. They have over half the points of all the games they played. In the last round, it should not be that difficult for them to gain some more points. And that is very encouraging, because these are very young players. I remember one of them especially, about 2007, when I went to Ethiopia for the last time, I was volunteering to train the kids in the morning. And I remember this young girl who's probably 10 years old at that time, and she was just coming to chess for the first time, but she was so enthusiastic, despite that her family being absolutely poor, that she had to walk a long distance to come to the center every day. And I saw how eager she was, and in fact now she's one of the main players in the team. And
so what's her name?
Her name is Ruth. She came a long way. And not only that, but what also surprised me and satisfied me was that since she started her chess career or game, her school records have been very great. And while she was playing in this Olympiad, her family just informed her that she has passed the main school leaving certificate examination, which is like a chance for one out of 2,000 students only who make this exam, and that shows that how much she has helped in her life. And like I said, her family being absolutely poor, now she has these opportunities, and I am hopeful that she will be able to make a prospect for herself, as well as be able to support her family. And that's exactly why I support chess in Ethiopia and in general in developing or poor countries. It goes a long way, not just to good chess player, but to help the kids improve their educational achievement, as well as to help them stay away from travel by being idle most of the time.
Well, I know you've done a lot of work. I've talked to you on the phone a number of times, and your efforts are very much appreciated in Ethiopia as well as the rest of the diaspora. And we want to just wish you all the success in Ethiopia, and hopefully we'll see you in Tromso, Norway.
All right, that's, I don't know if I have done enough, but I have promised myself to continue to do it because, first of all, I love chess, and second, I know how much help it would be in all regards. But I would like to mention that your personal assistants also have helped us in the past. You follow our stories, most of African chess team's stories, and you use your own time and your money to come out here to cover and with a focus in African chess, and that has helped us a lot. And hopefully I will see you in Tromso, and hopefully I will be able to bring out my team in Tromso as well.
And hopefully I'll be able to come to Ethiopia one day.
that would be a great chance. I have always, the invitation is a standing invitation anytime you want to do it. I know you have visited other African countries. I don't know why you skip Ethiopia, but anytime you are able to do it, I would be more than glad. I would probably join you on the trip too.
Well, I'll definitely keep that in mind, but I appreciate the questions, and hopefully Ethiopia can close out the tournament on a high note and win their last round. All right, this is Daniel Shabazz, and we're in Istanbul, Turkey, and we're signing off.
Thank you.